All righty, Mr. Gary Johnson, my dear friend, it is good to have you here with me again on this version of this show, Perlusum. I really appreciate just all that you do and seeing you everywhere on LinkedIn, and you really are a true subject matter expert. So I really appreciate you being here with me today. First question for you simply is, what is your business?
So my business is I help attorneys drive more revenue into their practice. And we do that from coaching and helping implement profitable strategies that are designed specifically for them. And so what it does is as we coach with our clients, their confidence goes up. And when their confidence goes up, they get better results. When they get better results, they do less of it while charging more for their services. And it just, I love to demystify business development. There's a lot of people who think that business development is one of the most difficult things, which it can be. But if you've got a right strategy, process, and systems, it actually isn't that difficult. And when you do it ethically, it's a really, really cool thing.
What I've always loved about you is you have a really powerful niche. You really live in a specific lane. And I know sometimes you can venture out of it naturally, but you have a very specific lane of people that you work with and you really master that. So I know that your
Thank
ideal
you.
clients are lawyers and law firms, but who else would you say that you enjoy really working with?
I really like working with people who charge a lot of money for their services. And I say that because there's not a one-size-fits-all marketing thing. There's lots of different ways that you can market your business. And one of the things that is my expertise is relationship marketing. And I don't do websites. I don't do SEO. I don't do Google ads, Facebook ads. I don't do any of that kind of stuff, mainly because I focus in on relationship marketing. And so when I have an attorney who says, "Hey, I'm thinking about selling a widget," I refer them out to somebody else because that just isn't what I do. But when I have somebody that says, "Look, I charge $1,200 an hour and I am currently bringing in $1 million in revenue, but I want to get to three. Can you help me out?" That excites me. That gets me all fired up. And I'm like, "Ooh, tell me a little bit more to see." Because I do have a red velvet rope policy where they have to hit certain things in order to become a potential client of mine. Like, for instance, I need to like everybody that I work with. It's mandatory because if I don't, then I don't give my all. When I don't give my all, then I feel like I'm being of disservice for them and kind of cheating them. So I have to do that. But once we get past that and they're really all in, oh God, that's where the magic really happens, where it's just a wonderful collaboration to change their lives.
Yeah, going all in is huge, especially from the services that you offer and even these clients that you have, they're really going all in themselves. They're
Yeah.
high ticket, services that they offer. So it's really powerful that the client and yourself providing the service are all in altogether, which is really,
Yeah.
really cool. What would you say the conversation is you're looking to start with those ideal clients or the prospective clients?
I would probably say one of the conversations is there's not such a thing as one size fits all with marketing. And I say that because there's a lot of times attorneys and other professional services, they think, okay, in order for me to get business, I need to do X and I hate doing that. Okay, well, that's just one avenue. There's lots of different avenues. And the thing I don't like with like certain marketing agencies is they say, "We can help everybody and our services are for everybody. And if you do not have SEO, you are killing yourself." And I'm like, that's such bad advice. I mean, it's horrible advice. Now, can they say for their clients, SEO is the best thing ever? Absolutely. I totally agree. I think SEO is fantastic for certain people, but not for everybody, not for everybody. So those are the kind of things that I would love to have people to understand is that there's not a one size fits all. You have to explore a lot of different things, and your consultant or your coach can really help you out with that, in regards to how do I build my business?
What would you say is currently missing in the coaching industry right now?
I would say this in regards to the marketing coaching. And business development coaching. One of the things that I feel is missing is that they are not understanding why people are buying their clients' services. So they don't use any neuroscience when it comes to marketing and business development. And I bring that up because there's a lot of times that marketing consultants will say, well, this is what you need to do. And yet they haven't even identified who their target market is. And in that, you're like, well, how do you know if this is going to move the needle? But that's what marketing agents do for people. And the reason why is because that's all they know. They don't understand their client's business. They also don't understand the neuroscience of why people buy their client's services. Why do they pay $1,500 for this attorney as opposed to $600 for this attorney? Same education, same experience. What's the difference? You know, and it's mainly because this attorney really knows how to do business development, and this one might not be as good. And it comes down to really understanding the neuroscience behind our buying decisions. And I think if more marketing agencies knew that and more coaches knew that, man, it would not only make their life easier, but their clients' life a whole lot easier, because then they could get through all the bullshit.
How would you say that you're leading the way in your industry or in our local business community?
It is trying to provide as much value. I mean, I try and put out, I don't try. I do put out one video every single week where it's educating them on something in regards to marketing, whether it's networking or LinkedIn tips or how to, you know, close a business or whatever it may be. I am always trying to add value to those individuals. And I try and do it in a very humorous way. It's just part of my nature. I'm pretty irreverent, but I'm trying to just make it a little bit lighter. But my whole thing is I want to provide value because, look, I'm not cheap. I know you aren't either. We charge a lot for our services. And in order for somebody to trust that, they need to know what the heck is up in our brain. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is by providing value again and again and again. And I have people that say, well, aren't you afraid people are going to steal your secret sauce? And I'm always like, no, if they want to try and piece it together, all the more power to them. I mean, great, go for it. But I find most people can't. They just don't know how to organize all this stuff together. And that's what guys like you and I do, is we organize. All the stuff is out there, but we go, okay, for you, you need to be doing X, Y, and Z instead of a little bit here, a little bit here. We're all trying to make it nice and compact so that they can get better results faster and also sustainable results as well. Because look, when they're trying to drive revenue, it's a very stressful thing, so that they have to be like, okay, I'm on that train. I'm doing this. And when they start to do it, they're like, yeah, this is good. Okay, I got it. Because they hired you because they heard something that you said, Andrew, in one of your posts, or they saw what you wrote and they go, I resonate with that. Let's explore this a little bit further. What does that look like working together? And that's really where the value, I think, comes into play.
Last one for you, Gary. What advice would you give to someone who's looking to become a coach themselves? And this can be someone fresh out of college or someone who's been in corporate a while that wants to become a coach. What advice would you give to them?
I would give the advice of give, 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 and more give. You know, it goes back to Bob Berg's book, The Go-Giver. Really give to people as much as you possibly can. And when you feel like you've given too much, double down and give more. And the reason why is because when you're starting out, there's a lot of imposter syndrome that comes into play. Oh my God, am I good enough? Will I know enough? What if this person asks me this question and I don't know the answer? Well, what I found is that when I'm giving, I'm also getting back, because people will be like, Andrew, that was amazing. Oh my God, thank you for sharing. It boosts up your confidence. It's like, oh, okay, this actually is pretty good. Because let me tell you, there's times that we're like, is this really that great? I think it's great. But until you get that affirmation from somebody that says, wow, this is amazing, this changed my life, you're like, okay, I'm going to really incorporate that into my coaching business. And then you start to get that confidence. Well, when you're out there trying to do business development with your coaching business, most of it is confidence. And if you're not very confident in what you do, people are not going to, use your services.